Praised be Jesus and Mary. In the first reading today, we hear those very famous words from the prophet Jeremiah. You duped me, O Lord, and I allowed myself to be duped. These are words that, for anyone who has taken up the spiritual life, would be tempted to say, because, you know, when we begin to love God with our whole heart, we don't know what it is that he's going to ask. That's why a lot of people don't really look forward to starting a serious spiritual regiment of deepening their relationship with God. It's too demanding. Jesus says, you have to take up your cross every day and follow me. Yet, as the prophet makes clear, you know, if we decide that we're not going to speak God's name, that we're not going to do his will, it becomes like a fire burning within our hearts, and we have no choice. Thanks be to God for that, because you know what happens is that in order to perfect us, God allows difficult things in our lives to happen. Things that we wouldn't choose for ourselves, but that are truly going to be best for us. Once again, anyone who's taken up the spiritual life understands very well all the things that occur are allowed for our greater sanctification. You know, at the time, it might not seem that way yet at the same time, if we're willing to continue forward, you know, we'll see the good that God brings from all the things that do happen in our lives. Now, if we're going to be able to do this, you know, we have to be willing to strive to live according to the ways of God. We have to do exactly what St. Paul told us in the second reading today, you know, to be transformed by the renewal of our minds. You know, we have to unlearn all that the world teaches us to strive for. He told us that we're not to be conformed to this age. You know, just think. That was 2,000 years ago, you know, when St. Paul was writing and telling the people not to be conformed to the pagan society that they were living in. You know, he could have wrote this letter for us yesterday. All we have to do is look around us. You know, we have men running around with earrings and tattoos and pins, you know, stuck in their noses, and with their hair going every direction and their pants hanging halfway down to their knees. Our modern world considers this normal. You know, it's the norm. And the fashions for women today are anything but dignified. They're representing themselves as objects, you know, to be noticed and used. You know, even in the church, you know, you'll find men wearing shorts and tank tops, and the women wearing skimpy little shirts and skirts. You know, it's a violation of our dignity. This is why a transformation is so necessary. If we really, Well, we really do need to heed the prophet Jeremiah's warning to us in the first reading, because if we decide that we're going to be conformed to this age, well, that's a quick recipe for disaster. Disaster in this world, and a very sure way to hell. Yet, at the same time, because this is what everyone is doing, we think that, well, we have the right, to do the same. Listen again to what Jeremiah says. The word of the Lord has brought me derision and ridicule all the day. That was 2,700 years ago. And do you think it's going to be any different today? If we're going to live according to the Word of God, it's going to bring us derision and ridicule. The question is, which way do we want to go? What did our Lord just say to us in the gospel? What profit would a man show if he gains the whole world and loses his soul in the process? If we want to be just like everyone else, we'll wind up where everyone else is going to be. We need to understand very clearly when our Lord tells us that we're the light of the world. We're called to be in the world like yeast in the dough, to transform the world, not to become like it, to call people to change their lives by the way that we live ours. Not in a judgmental way, or not in an arrogant way, but simply and humbly to live the faith that we profess. The example that we live is going to speak far more louder and eloquently than any of our words. The way of Christ is to take up our cross daily and follow in his footsteps. To be ridiculed and rejected is not easy, and yet it's the most beautiful thing that we could ever ask for in the world. It's a matter of seeing beyond our crosses, just like the prophet Jeremiah. In the midst of his sufferings, he could say, "You duped me, Lord, and I allowed myself to be duped." Yet at the same time, he recognized the beauty of what God was calling him to do. Through his suffering, he was able to understand the will of God and to be conformed to the Word of God. The exact same thing is true for each one of us. If we want to be able to understand God's will, we must be conformed to his Word. And his Word is Jesus Christ. Jesus, who came into this world for the purpose of giving his life for us all. We then are called to the exact same thing, to be transformed by the renewal of our minds, to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice to God, to take up the spiritual life and be united to Jesus, so that we'll know what is the will of God, what is good, pleasing, and perfect.